Okay, we are back once again. I believe this is, what, episode 8?
Yeah, I think so.
I think we're hitting 8. That's not too bad, I guess. Took a little break there. Me and Daryl just couldn't find time to get together, but here we are. So everybody can quit complaining at me, please. Thank you.
That seems like it's been a while.
It seems like it. Well, that's because we did 2 shows, and then we took a little break, and then just a bunch of stuff happened. For example, I hardly had any space for us to do this to begin with, and now all of a sudden I have a baby grand piano in my living room, and I have less room for anything, so...
Maybe you can play us a song after.
I cannot play anything on the piano. I just... I love musical instruments. I have probably 10 guitars hanging on my wall behind you. I could do a whole band thing. I can play very little on any of them. But I take a tuba. I love music.
A tuba. Right.
And even you, oh sure, even an accordion, I don't care.
Yeah.
Anything. I want to...
I played baritone sax in school.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. What, in the band?
Yeah, just for you.
Did you get anywhere? Like,
no.
I know you didn't, like, you know, become famous by
the best
playing
song
it.
Was the Muppet song, because all I had to do was that ending note.
What's that? The Mano Mano?
Yeah. No, the Muppet one, just at the end.
Oh, is that what other Muppet song everybody sings? That Mano Mano?
Yeah.
I think that's the Muppets.
Yeah.
I don't know. Regardless.
Might even be Sesame Street.
Oh, well. Hey, Muppets came from Sesame
Street.
There you go.
Yeah.
What can I say? Okay, you're listening to Music, Mist, and Cannabis. I am Leon. This is my good buddy, Daryl.
How's it going today?
Today is all right. It's cooling off a bit. It's kind of at that part of the summer where it's warm one day and then kind of cool the next. But we live in BC, so the rain's coming. I can feel it.
It's supposed to be hot on the weekend.
Like 34 or something?
Yeah, something silly.
Any American listeners won't have a clue what number that means
or
how hot that means, but 34 is pretty freaking warm. 40 is unbearable. But, okay, this week, you know what I was thinking about talking about was movie stars that turn musicians or think they're musicians. Quite the fucking list, bigger than I expected.
Yeah, I know. There's a lot, eh?
And then I was talking to Daryl about doing maybe next week we would do it the other way around, musicians that think they're actors. And in my head, the two of them were getting crossed back and forth. So the way I decided was musicians or actors that turn musicians, you have to be the actor first, and then you become a musician.
Or try to.
Or try. Well, mostly try to. And then as far as the weed this week, we're going to check out Red Seal Hash. I had to do a little research on that because Red Seal Hash is actually a little different than most hashes. Do you know why it's Red Seal? Like,
no,
not necessarily
no,
the name.
I don't actually.
I don't mean like necessarily where the name came from, but the reason why they call it Red Seal Hash is because, well, not the reason why they call it Red Seal Hash, but how Red Seal Hash is different than other hashes. Do you have any, you ever make hash? Do you have any idea how
I've
that
never
goes?
Made it, no. I've seen it being done, but I've never done it.
How about oil?
Same, I've never done it.
It's kind of a cross between the two. With oil, you'll run chemical of some sort, usually isopropyl or isopropanol, whatever you want to call it. 99%, you flush the trichomes off of the leaves, and then you boil out the iso, and you got left over is the oil. Nice and simple. With hash, it's basically about just knocking those trichomes off. And so you can do it with heat. A little bit of heat will help, but getting those trichomes off, and then you try to have as much trichomes as you can. But hash will have... The oil will have, like, no plant material in it, so it's pretty much the strongest extract you're going to get out of weed. But hash will have a little bit of plant material in it, so you'll have a little bit more flavor in there. The reason why I'm talking about this is because the Red Seal is kind of a cross between in the middle. So what they do is they take ice. Remember I was talking to you a couple weeks ago, and I said, do you remember when we were kids and we'd store our weed in the freezer?
Yeah.
So here's the reason why you don't want to do that. The trichomes will come off of the plant when it's frozen, and that's where they get bubble hash. You've probably heard of bubble hash.
I have, sure.
So how you make bubble hash is you got these bags, and you put 3 or 4 different meshes, like fine mesh, not so fine mesh, and you'll come up with 3 or 4 different levels of hash. The finest mesh is dropping out. There's the purest trichomes, and you're going to get the best hash out of your weed. So, but how you make it is you put it into a big bucket full of ice and a bit of water. You put all your weed in there and you just smash the shit out of it. And all those trichomes come off. And this is why I was saying you don't want to put your weed in the freezer because all the trichomes come off the plant. So you knock all those trichomes off. They settle to the bottom. And then depending on the thickness of the mesh, depends on what level they stop at. The first ones are the least potent hash and so on. And then the bottom. Now, why I'm babbling so much about this is because this Red Seal stuff is kind of a cross between bubble hash and oil. So they take it. They smash the weed with ice. Take out the extract or the trichomes that have fallen through the filters. Then they'd run some some chemical through it. It could be butane or iso or whatever, I don't know. And I couldn't read enough to find out if they run it through the leftover plant material or if they run the iso through the hash that they got. But anyways, it extracts. It must be the plant material, but it's going to be wet, so I don't know exactly how they do that. But anyways, I never made it. I'm not saying I did. And then they kind of mix the two together. And then that's why this is good, is because it's got some plant material in it, so you're going to get your flavors, but then it extracts as much of the trichomes and THC out of the plant as it can. So it's supposed to, apparently, it's real strong and very tasty.
Yeah, I haven't tried much yet. I just tried a bit in a joint, and that was about it.
Well, let's give her a shot. I'm going to hit the weed first this week because it's been a stressful freaking day. Okay, I got this. What's that guy on the, what is it? It's either Harry Potter. No. Harry Potter, Lord of the Rings.
Okay, yeah.
Gandalf or
yep,
whatever?
Yep.
That's what everybody says. This pipe's a lot like Gandalf. Yeah,
especially with your big white beard.
Yeah, right on, right? Between the two. Not too many people see me smoking with it. This and my big fat white beard. Those of you don't know what me or what I look like, I have a long goatee beard that's probably, I don't know what, foot and a half long or something.
Something like that.
Something of ZZ Top-ish. So anyways, the hash is in the bowl. And fire in a hole.
It's nice and soft for sure. It smelled really good.
You know, they say that you're supposed to, when you're smoking hash, you're not supposed to really get the flame on it. You're supposed to just kind of hover over it so it almost vaporizes it. I tend to not do that. I fire right in the freaking hole. I just cough my ass off.
That's not bad at all.
Not bad at all. It's much better than that dispensary shit that we get a lot of times.
Yeah.
It's mixed oil and keef or something. I don't know what it is.
That's pretty smooth.
Definitely smooth, not coughing.
Can't imagine doing hot knives with it, but yeah.
I can't imagine doing hot knives with anything anymore. Yeah, it's definitely down by jam. It just seems, I don't know, sitting around smoking a doobie with a buddy, it's kind of social and stuff like that. You start breaking out the hot knives, it just seems much more druggy.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
Even a bong. Bong's okay, but I don't like smoking too many things in bowls and bongs because after the first hit, it all tastes the same. It tastes like roaches or whatever left.
Yeah, I never got into the bong thing at all. Mm-mm. Never owned one.
You ever have one of those bubble things?
Bubble things, which one?
So it's like a big glass tube, and it's got bubbles. You could have 5 or 8 or 6 or whatever bubbles off to each side, and you put a doobie in the end of it, and then you suck, and the smoke fills up on each bowl, and it's up to you how many... bubbles. And it's up to you how many bubbles full of smoke you think you can take.
I've never seen that one.
There's all these gimmicky things, right?
You ever see that gravity one? There's a video with Seth Rogen.
Seth Rogen, yeah.
Yeah, that video is so awesome. He's just so amazed. He's
I'd like to get one of those.
Yeah, it looks pretty cool. Kind of the same thing as the putting the big bottle in the water, remember?
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, I haven't done that forever. Or you take the 2-liter bottle and you cut the end off, and put ice in there, and cut holes in the bottom, and then turn the bottom upside down and jam it up for the hot knife so it's all cold. But... Yeah, Seth Rogen, I saw that thing, and it's like an hourglass.
Yeah, you turn it over, yeah.
You do something.
Eventually, yeah, well, I think it fills up with smoke, and then you turn it over,
yeah,
I believe.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. And then the water...
And then it just blows the smoke out.
Blows the smoke out, and if I remember correctly, with it being like that, then it's ready for the next one.
Yeah, just the look on his face, he's just like so, like a little kid opening a Christmas present.
He does pipes, too.
Really?
Yeah, they're kind of semi-artistic pipes and stuff. But I like Seth Rogen. I think he's pretty cool. How about you? Are you a Seth Rogen fan?
No, I like him for sure. Yeah.
Right on.
Just watch an interview with him and Nardwar. You know Nardwar?
No, not top of my head.
No?
Not
Doodaloo?
No.
Okay. I'll send you a link.
Okay. I'm going to have to.
He's like a Vancouver guy that does interviews with like all famous people.
Oh, I definitely don't know that.
Yeah. No, he's pretty funny.
So, okay. Movie stars that became musicians. And I do have to say, I keep stumbling over. I keep using the word singer, but some of them aren't necessarily singers. Some of them are bass players, who is kind of a cop-out. I'm not saying bass players, being a bass player is easy, but if you don't sing and you just play bass in the back, it's
yeah, you're in the band, so.
You're in the band. So a lot of these I don't even know. Like, I mean, I know the person, and I know, but I don't know their music, and there were so many of them that...
The one that came up first for me was David Hasselhoff.
Oh, I forgot about that
one. He's huge in Germany.
I know, that's right, too. I forgot all about that one. You know, and doing this, it was like... at first I thought, oh yeah, I could almost wing it. I know so many off the top of my head. But after I did some research, I found so many that I was like, what?
That you didn't know, yeah.
So apparently Gwyneth Paltrow, but I've never heard any of that. It's country type
what about,
of a thing.
Juliette Lewis has a band. She had
yep. I knew that one.
Juliet and the Licks.
What was the flavor of music with that?
I think it was just rock kind. I don't know. Yeah. I never really listened. I'm pretty sure it was like rock pop kind
of
stuff.
Yeah, I kind of remember that. Jennifer Lopez, of course.
Got Billy Bob Thornton.
Billy Bob Thornton. He's an interesting character.
The Boxmasters is his band.
Is that the name? And it was kind of like a slow country.
Yeah, kind of.
Remember
like
correctly?
Yeah, something like
not
that.
Not something I put on.
There's an interview with him where he walks in and he says, like, I don't want to talk about my acting, nothing.
Oh, yeah.
I'm here to talk about my band.
And he's pulling that shit.
And the guy asked, like, second question. He walks out.
He walked out. Yeah. I remember that now. Yeah, Pee Wee Herman was the same way. He, if you wanted to interview Pee Wee Herman, that was fine.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't talk to Paul Rubens. But if you wanted to talk to Paul Rubens, Pee Wee Herman wasn't showing
up. Yeah,
kind
I get it.
You just went next to the two. One of the best ones I've ever heard of as far as being an actor, or at least dipping your toe into the music world was Jamie Foxx. He definitely did a good job. Like, I'm talking, like, do you agree?
I don't know what I've never heard it, actually.
You're kidding me. Well, you didn't see Ray?
No.
Oh my God.
Maybe I have. yeah, maybe. I don't think I have. I don't know.
And what about that tune with where he's like singing like Ray in the background? Well, Gold Digger. You must know Gold Digger.
No.
Oh my God. You have some research to do, my friend. Gold Digger is awesome.
I do like Jamie Foxx, though, but I didn't know.
And here's the thing there's almost like it's possible that an actor could become a musician or be in a music because you could act like one.
Yeah.
You know? And this is why usually if you're the bass player in a band and you're an actor and you become the bass player in the band, it's kind of a cop-out because you're not a good musician. and
sorry to all my bass player friends.
Yeah. Oh, no. I'm not saying the bass playing bass, like if you're going to play bass and you want to be really stick out, like say Primus.
Yeah, yeah.
Or who else is a heavy-duty lead? Rush, Geddy Lee.
Geddy Lee, for sure.
You know, you're the lead guy. You're on bass. I'm not cutting bass players at all. What I'm saying is that out of all the other instruments, it's like having, what's that? Johnny Depp, he's got a band.
Yeah, Hollywood Vampires.
Yeah, and he sings, so I'll give him credit there.
Yeah.
But if you watch very carefully, he only plays bar chords. He doesn't sing when he's playing. So it's like the guitar is an ornament around his neck, and then when it's his turn to sing, he puts the guitar to the side. And he's only playing bar chords.
Does he sing at all?
He does.
I thought Alice Cooper was in there for a bit.
He is in there.
Yeah.
Or he was, but that surprised me. I'm not a huge Alice Cooper fan.
Yeah, I never was either. I like a few songs, but I respect what he did and stuff, but yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
You knock yourself out. But I saw he did. You remember that song back in... Well,
without him, there wouldn't have been a lot of other bands. Let's put it that way.
Is that right?
I think so. With his show and stuff, you know what I mean? A lot of people got...
Oh, that part of it? Okay. Yeah. I'll give him credit there with the whole show.
Yeah.
He used to come out and he'd hang himself by the end of the show.
Chop his head off.
All that kind of
snake.
Shit. That is true. I'll give you credit there.
Yeah.
But with the Johnny...
Go ahead.
Remember that song back in the... it must have been early 80s, but it might have been as early as the late 70s was that... Those are people who died. Jim Carroll Band, I think it was. Hmm. Those are people who died.
Yeah.
They're
okay.
All my friends, and they died. Billy shot his head, and you know, they did that song.
Really?
And it was not too bad. Hmm. But again, like I said, Johnny comes up, and actors, you can act like you're a singer.
Yeah.
Russell Crowe.
You got Keanu Reeves.
Keanu
Reeves. Dog star.
Horrible.
And they're going back on tour soon, too.
Oh, why bother?
Yeah, like...
Stay at home. Enjoy your money. Like, fuck. It's horrible music.
We were talking about Jada Smith.
With
her metal band.
I was surprised. I thought it was going to be like a Will Smith, female version of Will Smith type music. Yeah. Wasn't at all. It was very heavy.
Yeah, Wicked Wisdom.
It super, super surprised me. But it was still really bad.
Yeah.
Russell Crowe, you ever heard his stuff?
A little bit.
And that's because it sucks and you didn't look any further.
What about Macaulay Culkin?
I didn't even know that one until
today. Pizza Underground.
No, I didn't know that one until today.
Velvet Underground songs, but they changed them into like pizza types.
So stupid. That is like Weird Al shit. I'm not a fan of. Steve Martin.
Yeah.
And he is, have you ever heard him?
A little bit.
He is absolutely fucking awesome.
When are we talking about? He was a banjo player?
On banjo.
Yeah.
He has a band. What's the name of his band? I can't think of it right now.
Yeah, I don't know.
He doesn't really like to cross the two either. He's sort of like we were talking about a minute ago.
Yeah.
So if you're talking to Steve Martin about if you're interviewing Steve Martin as an actor, he doesn't really, he kind of makes jokes about it, but
yeah,
whatever. He's actually quite good. How about Scarlett Johansson? You ever listen to that shit?
No, I did not.
Obviously, we're not going to have any actors on our show.
Eddie Murphy.
Oh,
my baby wants to party all the time.
Party all the time. Fuck, that was also, it was horrible. It was interesting because he was huge at the time.
Yeah,
but
yeah. And I don't know if they make him kind of put an album out because he's so big at the time. You know, might as well cash in what we can.
Michael Jackson or Prince or somebody was involved with that.
Yeah, I think you might be right.
Now we're talking about it.
Not really an actor. Well, kind of an actor. Wrestler. Macho Man. Had the Macho Man rap album.
I hate both of those. Well, not rap. I love rap. I just don't like wrestling, and he's not an actor, so.
Yeah.
whatever. How about Jared Leto?
I don't know who that is.
You don't know who Jared Leto is?
Oh, yes. Okay, never mind. Yes, now I see who you're talking about.
Okay. He's got
the name didn't catch me at first.
Yeah, he's a pretty big actor, and I was quite surprised. Pretty good music. He was quite heavy, held his notes. He didn't play guitar, hide behind the bass.
Yeah.
I was quite impressed, actually, with him. 30 Seconds to Mars.
Yeah, they're not bad.
Who else you got?
I got that Jeremy Renner guy. I don't know if you know him from that movie Tag is what I know him from.
I'm sure I do to see a face, but I didn't.
Yeah, he's.
I can't picture him.
What else was he in? He was in American Pie.
Oh, if he was in American Pie, I seen him.
Bunch of stuff.
If I have to see his face, he's not like, what was that guy? Like, what's his face? His mom?
No.
Okay.
Stifler.
Stifler, yeah. He wasn't Stifler, eh?
No.
What about William Shatner? Do you know he has tried music?
He had some metal albums out, actually.
Well.
Yeah.
I mean, can you really call it metal? If music would have been playing in the background, he would have talked over top of it just in his Will Shatner type of voice. It was just phenomenally horrible.
Never been a Shatner fan, I must say.
I was never a Star Trek fan. No. I don't think I've actually sat through Star Wars from beginning to end even.
No, me either.
I really haven't. My kid was a big Star Wars fan. So I've seen and saw the movie a million times. So I've seen little bits here and there, and I know I've seen all of the movie, but I've never sat down and watched it.
I'd rather watch Spaceballs.
I probably would too. Yeah. I've definitely seen Spaceballs, maybe more than once. I've never seen the fucking Star Wars though. What about Zoe Deschanel?
I don't know if I know who that is.
Oh no, she's just a quirky, cute little actress. She's quite. Kind of Kate Perry, like, I guess, but
okay.
Do you remember that song by Feist? 1, 2, 3, 4.
No.
It was kind of poppy, and
yeah.
I wouldn't blame you for not remembering it, but she kind of was like that. It was really beboppy,
yeah,
nothing special. Oh, here's one of my favorite ones. You go ahead, though. You got one?
No, go ahead. Cool.
Biggest one, and I don't know who, I think everybody knows this name, but I was quite surprised when I first heard this guy. In front of a band, even playing guitar and singing at the same time, was Jack Black. He's got to this day.
I love Tenacious D for sure.
I do so. And his buddy Kyle.
Yeah.
The two of them together. And the only thing I would have to complain about is in his videos, he always throws in kind of a little bit of goofiness and shit.
Yeah, well,
he doesn't always
it's
have
Jack
to
Black,
do that.
Right? Yeah, I know what you're saying.
He doesn't always have to do that.
Did you watch that link I sent you of the guy that sounds just like Jack
I
Black?
I did.
And Jack Black's watching him? Like,
yeah.
Oh
yeah,
God.
Jack Black ended up watching
I like
him.
That guy. It's funny.
And what does he always say? We're going to get wasted. We're going to get something tonight. We're going to get hammered tonight.
Yeah, something like that.
And then he goes into his little Jack Black. But he's pretty good. He's pretty good. But Jack Black, to this day, I listen to, especially if I'm like having a couple of drinks and got my headphones on, wandering around the yard cleaning shit up. I listen to Tribute, Wonder Boy. Definitely a huge. If you haven't listened to Jack Black, check it out.
Yeah. I can't say I own any, but yes, I've listened to some for sure.
Yeah, well. I can't say I own any. I just listen to it. I don't really own anything anymore. I mean, I got freaking Sirius.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
Through Spotify, YouTube.
They don't have Sirius anymore.
I can't remember the last time. Well, you had it with your truck, I think.
Yeah, and then it just kind of died out, and I never repaid the bill or whatever.
Totally understand. I don't know if I brought it up, but...
They play a lot of the same songs every day.
Find.
Like, if you listen to it at work or something, it's like the same.
Especially, yeah. And if you don't change channels, you'll hear the same. Like, I totally get you there. I do. And I don't know if I've mentioned this or not, but I do listen to Howard Stern, actually.
Yeah.
So he's on SiriusXM, Channel 100 and Channel 101. And so that's why I do still have Sirius. But when I reach out, if I don't feel like changing music myself, being my own DJ, sure, I'll throw on a couple channels. One of the really good ones was a channel called Coffee House. And on Coffee House, they got people who have, like, just an acoustic guitar and maybe a piano. It's not really rocked up, and they'll do covers of songs, and it's kind of fun for people like yourself and Mike and me is almost to play Name That Tune while you're
I'm usually on like Liquid Metal or
yeah,
Boneyard.
Yeah, definitely.
There's one called Turbo Now or something, I think.
And Lithium.
Yeah, that's not a bad one. Yeah,
I listened to Lithium a lot more before, but since the grunge genre was kind of a small amount of time, they like you said, they play the same shit over and over again.
Yeah,
Lindsay Lohan, she tried to do some music. I don't know any of it, so it must have been horrible.
Between her bouts and rehab.
Yeah, I'm sure. Maybe she should have hooked up with Amy Winehouse. But then that would have brought Amy's credibility down.
Yeah.
Let's have another couple hits on this. Red Seal, right?
Yes.
Yeah, Red Seal.
Yeah. I don't know if I had anybody else on this. Kind of looking at my...
That's okay. I got lots. Keanu Reeves, you mentioned already.
Yeah.
Horrible. Jeff Bridges. Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, he's actually a really good singer. I was surprised.
Wouldn't necessarily put it on and listen to
it. No, he did well. Oh, there's a Juliette Lewis one.
Yeah, Juliette Lewis, like you said. I like her as an actress. She was pretty young when she did Cape Fear. And then she did, Eating Gilbert Gottfried. And what was that big one? Natural Born Killers?
Yeah, it's a good one.
That was a good one.
It's a good soundtrack, speaking of soundtracks.
Yes, that's true. That is true. Hilary Duff tried it. Kevin Costner. And here's one. Do you know Michael Cera?
I've heard the name.
Oh, you don't know who he is? He was a quirky kid. What was he on?
I see Arrested Development.
Arrested Development. Yeah, yeah. Did you watch Arrested Development?
A little bit, yeah.
That was an awesome show for the first four seasons, and then they took like an 8-year break and did the fifth season, and there was just something was missing.
I'm
by
totally
the time
bad at actor name and movies. Give me music
me
all
too.
Day, and then
movies. Yeah, me too.
I'd even start watching one. I'd be like, oh, yeah, I have seen this 10 minutes in.
Oh, yeah. I'm guilty. I'm totally guilty. Zoe Kravitz, Lenny Kravitz's daughter, she's trying some of that too.
Really? I like some Lenny Kravitz. Is he still doing stuff?
Oh, yeah.
I see him on some commercial on TV.
Yeah, you know what? He's one of those guys. If I was ever to be a celebrity, like a music dude or whatever like that, I think he's got the perfect career because he can dive in. He can do acting if he wants to. He can do singing if he wants to. He can do nothing if he wants to. But he's not so known. Like, he could walk in certain places and some people don't know him.
Where's his ex-wife now?
Lisa Bonet?
Yeah.
I have no idea, but goddamn, she was a hot little...
Yeah, when he was married to her, yes.
When I was a kid, I just... She was on the Cosby Show.
Yeah, hopefully she...
didn't have any drinks from Bill.
Yeah, she wasn't sleeping.
Yeah, if I could do a good Bill Cosby, I'd do it right
now. He's still in jail, right?
No.
No?
No, he got let out. He was in for a little while, and they fucking let him out. Unbelievable.
It was actually that creepy Cosby Show where he puts the special sauce in the burgers or something.
Oh, yeah. That's interesting.
Now that you watch it again, it's like, oh, my God.
Robert Pattinson, he tried some music.
Can't say I know him.
No way. He was a Twilight dude.
Okay. Yeah. That's like probably why I don't know him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no doubt. Hit the pipe again here.
Not a Twilight fan, I will say.
Well,
I never watched it, but...
I watched, I think, the first one, and I knew from that it wasn't my scene. I gotta say, with that hash, yeah, it's nice taste.
That's nice, different.
It's not really, really harsh, which I find quite a lot with hash. It's quite harsh. I don't really get a good buzz off of hash, which you should, because it's a higher THC level than, say, pot. But for whatever reason, I just don't usually... I did a cone the other night. Remember those?
Yeah.
Roll it up, and you roll it up, you flatten it out, and then you roll it up as if it's its own rolling paper, stick a pin through it, and then you torch that sucker for a minute, blow the flame out, and it starts smoldering, and you got yourself like a little chimney. I love that. I know you know what it is.
I totally know what you're talking about. Haven't done that in years, though.
No, me neither. Sorry for the pauses. I've hit this pipe pretty hard. But I definitely got a nice little buzz, and it's not super, super like intense, but you know, not everybody's looking for that.
Yeah, it's definitely a nice buzz.
Ricky Gervais.
Yeah. I can't see that being good.
No, it wasn't. But he's a comedian / host, whatever.
Yeah, I never really liked him.
I mean, either.
I guess some show on Netflix right now I was going to watch, but...
Some people, they talk to me about, like, oh my God, he's so funny, but yeah, I don't think so. Robert Downey Jr., he threw his iron into the fire, tried to be a little bit musical. Also not very good. How about this guy, Michael Shannon?
Michael Shannon, the name sounds familiar.
Oh, really? He was in a huge amount of movies about 7 years ago. It was just like one after the other. But if you don't know who I'm talking about, I don't have enough too much information. But he surprised me. How about Maya Rudolph? Do you know who she is?
I know the face.
She's from Saturday Night Live.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And she wrote with Tina Fey, I think it was. They wrote Bridesmaid.
Okay.
I think it was.
Yeah.
It was a movie. And anyways, it was a huge freaking hit. I was really happy for her because I'm a huge Saturday Night Live fan. So I thought that was really cool she had that. But I didn't know she tried to do music too.
Yeah.
Who else we got? Kevin Bacon, the Bacon Boys.
Kevin Bacon, what? Country?
Bacon Brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much kind of across. It'd be almost, I guess you'd say, sort of like, you know how CCR is not really rock, not really country?
Yeah, yeah.
I'd say something like that. Not that they sound like CCR. I'm just saying that kind of thing.
I get it.
And then Kate Segal.
Okay.
You know who that is, right?
No, I totally know. Yep.
Yeah, from...
Married with Children.
She was also on Sons of Anarchy. She actually sang a few times on Sons of Anarchy, but she was a singer.
Was she also on? She's also on Roseanne now. Not called Roseanne. No, now whatever it's called.
No, I don't know.
Yeah, like they have a new show that's been out for a while.
Not with Roseanne.
Oh, okay. But she's the wife now.
I got you.
John Goodman's wife.
Yeah, she used to be a backup singer for Bob Dylan and also for Bette Midler. So she's not.
Oh, wow.
She's not like a nobody.
Yeah.
She did it. And then Jamie Foxx, we talked about a little bit. This guy here, Jason Schwartzman, you recognize him?
I do.
Yeah, I recognize him, but I couldn't talk about him because I don't know anything about him. I don't know who he is. I just, all of a sudden, I got this picture popping up about this. And Jeff Bridges, again, horrible. Jada Pinkett Smith. This guy, Hugh Laurie from House.
Okay.
He tried doing some music too.
Huh.
And Frankie Muniz. Can you believe that? He tried to play drums in some rock band called Kingsfoil. In 2012 to 2014, short stint, but it's probably understandably why.
Them, yeah.
Again, these actors, if you're not a real musician, they tend to hide behind something. So, that, in my opinion, he's hiding in the back. You know what I mean? He's probably not writing the songs, any of it.
He's doing it for the fun, maybe.
Yeah. Well, and that there's nothing wrong
with
that.
Different, right?
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. My only problem with that is that if you're trying to take money out of your fans' pocket.
True.
For some, you know, you're already a millionaire because we've given you money or watched your show, and then it's almost like Guns N' Roses, man. I don't hate Guns N' Roses, but when they came out with two albums on the same freaking day, I thought that was like, come on, man, you guys are already multi-millionaires, and you need to gouge us for just a little more.
Yeah, and I personally didn't think that there was two albums of good material there.
And not Beautiful, no. There was a couple though.
Have you heard them recently? On the new tour?
I heard, yeah, you sent me a link.
Ooh, his singing's a little rough.
What did you think of that song? Was it Perhaps?
Oh, it's not bad, the new song. It's okay, I guess.
It's kind of a rehashing of the old shit.
Yeah, nothing special.
It was one of those situations when they came out, they had such their own sound.
Yeah, definitely.
That it stood out, right? And then now you got so many people copying. It's like Nirvana. So many people...
When they first
came out, Nirvana, it was something, wow, what the hell is this? So slow and heavy. All of the grunge stuff was, and then everybody copied it. And now you try to show somebody how Nirvana sounds. It just doesn't have the same impact because everybody's doing it.
I just found it funny how it went from hair metal was like the big thing. It went from hair metal to the grunge. It was just such a change.
Yeah, and at the same time, hair metal and then stuff like the Black Crowes.
Yeah.
Like I happened to be listening to how... I was going to say that name again.
Yeah. Howard Stern.
I was listening to Howard again, and the Black Crowes were on. This is an old interview, and they were talking about how they busted out. And when they busted out, it was totally right at the tail end of all that hairband shit. So I was quite surprised that their stuff took off the way it did. David Duchovny, he tried some music.
I think people were just sick of that kind of fake. And they were more real, you know what I mean? Like, they're dressed like normal people did. Yeah. They didn't have all the makeup.
Yeah.
And
yeah, right. Yeah, maybe that was it. That's probably, well, that wasn't around the time. No, that was earlier. I was going to say when Kiss took their makeup off.
Yeah.
But that was...
83.
Right, 83. Yeah, we talked about that.
We did.
David Duchovny, he tried some music. He was the main guy in X-Files.
Yeah.
Did you watch X-Files?
Never watched X-Files.
Yeah, me neither. We're on the same page as far as TV, except for I watched like 600 Pound Life.
Yeah.
Housewives of Orange County.
I got the 90-day thing going on.
Oh, yeah, 90. Which one are you watching? The regular first one?
Maybe a couple.
Yeah, man. And then you got the 90 days the other way, and then there's I'm not up to date.
There's
so
some new one where they're on an island or some damn.
Oh, that's right too. They took a bunch of the couples and threw them on an island, right too. I was gonna start watching that, but I have not caught up with all of the series. So, oh my god, I'm embarrassing myself.
Yeah, you must know who Big Ed is then.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I know Big Ed for sure, man. Yeah, Big Ed, he's a funny little dude. And he's all, like, fused together. I don't know what's going on with him. And he shows... Did you see... You ever see where he showed a picture of himself when he was younger?
No.
He's a good-looking dude.
Really? He's got no neck.
No, he doesn't. So he's got some kind of a situation.
Anyway.
Yeah, I know, right? I can edit that out. I wouldn't want anybody to know we watched that shit. Jackie Chan, he tried music a time or two.
That's kind of funny.
Kim Kardashian. Oh, my God. That's unbelievable. Clint Eastwood. Remember that?
No.
He did that back... he did something but way back in the 60s. But then he also did something else. And then
every time I see Clint Eastwood, I still remember he's on some award show. And he's like old, 70s or something. And he's like, and now I want to bring my mom up. And I'm like, holy fuck, how old's your mom?
Oh, my God, no doubt, right? Oh, wow. Yeah, bring her up quick. She's going to be gone. But anyways, okay, well, there's a list. I'm sure we missed some. Like, I was overwhelmed with how many there were.
I really don't think there was many good ones there.
No, not very many. The best ones, Jack Black.
Yeah.
For sure, is actually a musician. Jamie Foxx is actually a musician, but you don't know what you're talking about. You definitely got to look into that. The guy's good. I don't know if you'll like his type of music, but he literally is. Actually, there was a situation where Ed Sheeran, just before he became famous, you know Ed Sheeran, right?
I know who he is, yeah.
He was living on Jamie Foxx's couch for a couple of months.
Huh.
Jamie Foxx is like that. He'll open his door to people just to help him out. And he won't be your manager, but he'll at least introduce you to people. And
what about the whole slap thing?
What do you mean? With
Will
the couch?
Smith.
Oh, what? Okay, what about it?
Set up?
No, I don't think it was
really?
Set up myself.
I totally do. But
do you?
Yeah.
I think it was full on actual abuse. I think Will Smith should have. He got kicked out for 10 years. You think Will Smith would literally set something up like that to get kicked out for 10 years?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
There's a video of an old one, like another thing where it's basically the same thing they reenacted.
Oh, okay.
I'll send you the link.
Yeah, send that to me. Because with having none of that information, I'm just under the impression it actually happened. So, hey, maybe you got something on me that I don't know about.
Yeah.
So, Red Steel Hash, you buy it again?
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, definitely.
What kind of money does something like that cost?
Oh, jeez. I don't even remember. I think it was $50 for like a half ounce.
Wow. That's back in the day. That would have been 3 grams.
Yeah.
Right? $15 a gram
yes,
or so.
Yes, easily.
But anyways, okay, I'm going to end this show talking about actors who think they're musicians, and then the next show we're going to do is musicians that think they're actors. And in the meantime, and
maybe
in between
be
time,
better,
hey,
maybe they'll be a little better.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure about that. But anyways, okay, peace out, and we'll talk to you guys soon.
Cheers.